Hi, my name is Zakai Renee, and welcome to my video podcast, Goal Setting and How to Achieve Your Goals. Or, to get what you want, you must get happy first, and then become your desire. And in this video podcast, I show you that how you achieve what you want is less important than why you want it. And to get what you want, you must become what you want. And you must get happy first so that you can get what you want. You don't get what you want so that you can be happy. You get happy because the only reason you want anything in the first place is because you believe it will make you happy. And then consequently, you can get what you want. And the key to creating what you want is belief. Believe and you will receive. Doubt and you will go without. So enjoy my video podcast. Hi, my name is Zakai Renee, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant, freedom lifestyle that you desire. In my videos, podcasts, and other amazing goodies, I reveal the master keys of success and love and relationship and money and business, etc., to help you create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. Goal setting and achieving your goals, or how to get what you want. Or to get what you want, you must become what you want. And to get what you want, you must get happy first. All right, so most people believe that in order to achieve your goals, you must set a goal, then figure out how to achieve it. But that is not how to achieve your goals. Because if you don't believe you can achieve it, even if you miraculously find the surefire how, your goal will elude you. I see this all the time in my business. Everyone has the same product, the same training and support, yet most people struggle. And a huge percentage of people quit. And they blame everything and everyone but themselves. That's because most people do not understand that in order to achieve your goals, you must become a better person. You must become the kind of person who lives that goal. You must become your desires. Or from a law of attraction perspective, you must become a vibrational match to your dreams and your goals and your desires. You must believe in your dreams. And you must believe that you can be, do, and have them. So the question in relationship to your goals is not how do I achieve it, but who and what do I need to become to be, do, and have that goal? Or as the great success trainer Jim Rohn has said, if you want to have more, you have to become more. Success is not something you pursue. What you pursue will elude you. It can be like trying to chase butterflies. Success is something you attract by the person you become, end quote. Or, as the awesome success trainer Kevin Trudeau has stated, quote, the how doesn't matter when your attitude is right, end quote. And from a law of attraction perspective, if you are focused on the how, then you are too focused on the problem rather than the solution. And then the solution cannot come to you. Or in the case of success and goals, if you are focused on the how, then the goals and success will elude you. Because you are not open to the solution, which is the achievement or the manifestation of your goals. You must be a vibrational match. You must become a vibrational match to your goals, or they will be unachievable. You must become the kind of person that attracts your dreams and desires and goals to you. You must become the solution to your problem. So a good technique is to first describe what you want. You may be as detailed as you like. Now describe the kind of person you must become in order to be the kind of person who has that, or is that, or does that. A good example is to describe your perfect lover, your perfect partner, your perfect mate in great detail, then describe the similar kind of person that you must become in order to attract that kind of person, because like attracts like. You can't be an idiot and attract a goddess. So then you must take the steps to becoming that kind of person. If you do not, you will never attract that dream boy or that dream girl. The same technique can be applied to attracting the optimal job or the optimal business or a house or a car or whatever, or succeeding in a business, craft, art, etc., etc. I don't know who originally said this, but I've heard it often said in my profession, quote, "Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better," unquote. This really says it all when it comes to success, because most people quit businesses and the pursuit of their dreams because they are not willing to do what it takes to become the kind of person that has what they want. Or as I have again heard often in my profession, successful people do what most people won't. Or as Kevin Trudeau said, successful people do what other people find inconvenient or difficult. So, that they can have what most people don't. So let me say that again. So I've often heard in my profession, successful people do what most people won't so that they can have what most people don't. So the same principle applies to wealth and success and freedom and riches, etc. Because the money and wealth and the goods and the fame and success, etc. are the reason for the journey. These things are less important than the person you must become to achieve them. The master of vibration and creation that you must become in order to be, do, and have those desires. The goals, the dreams, the desires are merely the excuse for the journey of mastery and creation. The mastery of self, especially learning to be happy regardless of external circumstances, regardless of what anybody else is doing on planet Earth, is the true sign of a master. Taking responsibility for your own happiness and not giving anybody else responsible over your own happiness. And when you are happy all the time, because you take responsibility for your own happiness, regardless of what anyone else is doing or has done, then your desires, the wealth, the success, the fun, the freedom, the cars, the amazing friendships, the amazing lovers, the houses, whatever, the travel, these things must come to you because they are a similar vibration as you, which is joy. You can only truly have a happy and fulfilling result from a happy and fulfilling journey. The money, the wealth, and the goods, and the fame, and success are the reason for the journey. These things are less important than the person you must become to achieve them. The master of vibration and creation that you must become. The goals, the dreams, the desires are merely the excuse for the journey of mastery and creation. The mastery of self, especially learning to be happy regardless of external circumstances, is the true sign of the master. I had to read all that again because that sums it all up. And when you are happy all the time, then your desires, the wealth, the success, the fun, the freedom, the cars, the house, whatever you want, can come to you because you are that person. You have become that person. And then you can truly have a happy, healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. So I hope you got something from this video podcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at ZakiRon.com for more amazing goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator to create whatever you want in your life. My name is ZakiRon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant, and free lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and adventure and excitement and love on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!